welcome back. Thank you for listening to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment, where My Talk loves local, and we love when we have an opportunity to check in with our local advertisers. They support us. We want to support them. Mm-hmm. Today, we get to chat with Mike Bryant of Bradshaw & Bryant about his firm specializing in personal injury. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Hi. Thanks for making time for us.
Absolutely.
You know, Mike, what? Do we have to be careful about what we say? Since there's a lawyer, what kind of privilege do we have?
Fight Club. You shouldn't be talking about Fight Club.
That's right.
That's a major no-no.
All right, Mike, let's be honest. Sometimes personal injury lawyers, quote-unquote, get a bad rap. But the truth is, if you are injured in an accident, it is imperative to have someone on your side fighting for you, right?
Yeah, you want to make sure you understand what your rights are. People sometimes think they can talk to the insurance company and, oh, they'll take care of us and they'll be okay and then I'll save money. And the reality is they're doing it to save money on their side, mm-hmm. and they're not truly representing you. So if you want someone that'll explain your rights and help you out, that it does make a difference.
Mike, we had a situation years ago where we were rear-ended, and so it was our first experience with this. But what I found very peculiar is that there was, for one of the other people that was in the vehicle with us, everybody, you know, talked about it, and we told insurance, blah, blah, blah. But there was like an insurance person who reached out to one of the people in the car and said, hey, we can cut you $1,000 check here in case you need to go to the chiropractor or whatever, and that'll take care of it. So that person, passenger in the car, thinks, well, this is great. Sure. Cool. This will cover all of those things. And then pain ends up going long beyond just that chiropractic care and the amount of visits that that would have covered. I guess I had no idea of sort of the business side of it, where some insurance companies, to your point, will try to save money by reaching out to someone who's been in it and say, hey, we can just make a quick little settlement here and move on with your life. But that might not be the best thing, even though it feels like they knock on your door out of nowhere and offer you some sort of money to get through some kind of pain and suffering.
Yeah, that happens. There's a couple of firms that actually have trained adjusters that only deal with people who are unrepresented. And it's their job to keep people away from attorneys and get the case settled before it happens. Hmm. So they really go to work on, you know, people around Christmas or students or people, you know, needing money real quick. And they take advantage of that. And, you know, what I say is, you know, if you come to us, it's a free consultation. If you come to us and you say the adjuster offered me X and your case is only worth X, we'll tell you that. We'll say, you know, I can't do better for you. But if they're offering you some amount, then they're either believing your case is worth a lot more, or they're clearly just closing the books and getting the file behind them. And, you know, we'll have people show up later that, you know, need surgery, and they are like, they didn't know what they were doing, or they didn't know what they were signing. So, you know, that's one of the things that you want to at least find out what your rights are.
Oh, that is so important. I don't know if you saw this or not, Mike, but there was a story about a terrible accident, a car accident with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
That he was in. And this is like a probably a good example. The crash was, I believe, last week. And then a woman who was involved in the crash began experiencing back pain after the fact, like spinal pain and shoulder pain. And so I think she has contacted an attorney. But while you may feel fine at the time of an accident,
right,
sometimes that pain doesn't appear until, what, days later or weeks later?
Yeah. Well, people have a lot of adrenaline, you know, so they're you know, all pumped up, so they're not really thinking at that point. Second thing that happens with people is they don't want to be hurt. So people are like, their first couple of days, they're just ignoring it or saying, oh, it'll get better, or I think it'll be okay, and then it doesn't. And so in Minnesota, we have what's called no-fault benefits, which is coverage that you have on your policy, doesn't raise your rates, allows you to go to any doctor you want, and if nothing else, you can get checked out. And so many times we'll hear people saying, I didn't take the ambulance because I didn't want to have to pay for it, or I didn't go to the doctor because I didn't want to have to pay for it. You have that coverage. It's all part of your policy if you have a Minnesota policy. Oh. Now, the Schwarzenegger story was interesting because it sounded like the person wouldn't go on the ambulance because they wanted to hang around with Arnold. But it sounded like when you read it. It's like, no, I'm not leaving the scene. I'm going to spend time talking to him.
I suppose that could hurt their case down the line. You know, the selfies with Arnold, you know. Maybe.
Yeah.
So, oh my gosh. Yeah, that is funny. So I didn't. Okay, so the no fault benefits. That's a really great tip for everybody.
I think one thing that people have a fear of too, Donna, is and Mike, you might be able to speak to this. So even if you are, like, let's say you're in an accident and you're in pain, you weren't at fault, whatever, and you're like, oh, I don't know, I can deal with this, because what I don't want to do is end up in a courtroom. I don't want to take the stand in front. It just feels like a situation that all of us want to avoid courtrooms, if at all possible. What do you see? Do the larger percentage of these claims that you deal with go to trial? Do they get handled just via some form of a settlement along the way?
Yeah. Well, most cases settle without ever getting into suit. So a large percentage of them settle without, you know, having to sue anybody or do that. Of those cases sued out, still a large percentage of them get settled before they go to trial. I try a number of cases, but I believe that it's trying those cases that helps increase the value of other cases, because they know you'll try it. Mm-hmm. You know, people who either do it without a lawyer, or people who go to a lawyer who never goes to trial and settles cases all the time, I don't know how they can get the most value for the case, because the insurance company goes, well, they won't go to trial, so let's just get it over with.
Right.
You know, having that ability to go to trial does make a difference. And I don't go to trial because I want to go to trial. I go to trial because my client gives me the authority and they agree with going to trial because they haven't been offered enough. And in some cases, you have to do that in order to fight for what you're supposed to get.
Sure. And obviously, Mike, an injury can happen as a result of any type of accident. But as far as car accidents go, in your experience, what is the most common cause of said accidents here in Minnesota, let's
say? It's gotta be phones.
Inattentive driving, drunk driving. What is it?
Probably speed is probably the biggest.
Got it.
You know, people just going too fast and not giving themselves enough time. You know, they you know, you get these roads. You know, it's interesting. You know, I was actually driving by somebody today that was in a ditch, and even though I know it's cold, I look around, like, I have no idea how they got there other than they were probably going too fast and lost control somehow. And so you get going too fast, you don't give yourself enough time. Those are the biggest. Cell phones plays a huge role. You know, we came really close when the law passed to getting cell phones out of a lot of people's hands.
Yeah.
And for some reason, because of the COVID delay and people not being in the roads, we see them all over the place now. And it's against the law. And you take your eyes away from the road, and that's incredibly dangerous.
Yeah, no kidding.
He is Mike Bryant of Bradshaw and Bryant. You could find out more if, God forbid, anything happened to you. MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com is the place to go. And you, again, offer free consultations for people's
Absolutely.
Cases.
That's the thing we hear a lot, is people will be like, well, I don't want to have to pay a lawyer to do that. And it's a free consultation. So if nothing else, to find out what your rights are and see what we can do to help you.
Mike, great to talk to you, man. Thanks for joining us. We do appreciate
it. Good information. Thank you for supporting our station. Okay, MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Very enlightening, isn't it? Like, I didn't know about...
I got a study that kind of spins into some food news. It's a study about...